Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now more on Hurricane Irene, as Massachusetts and much of New England brace for the storm this weekend. Irene is expected to land here on Sunday, with winds in excess of 70 miles an hour and torrential rain in some areas. State and local leaders are asking residents to prepare emergency supplies and to expect that Irene will be a major storm. WBUR's Kimberly Adams reports plenty of people are taking that advice to heart.
We are out of flashlights. We are getting close to being out of batteries, and we are completely out of candles.
Brendan Kenny runs Connolly Hardware in Brookline. He's got rush orders into his suppliers to try and restock high-demand emergency items that customers are snatching off the shelves to get ready for the storm. He says Thursday was one of the busiest days in his shop in years.
People know the hurricane's going to come, and all the predictions are that it won't miss us, and people start to panic.
Panicking is exactly what emergency officials are asking Massachusetts residents not to do. What they want people to do is prepare. Peter Judge of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency says now is the time to start asking questions about whether you are truly ready for a natural disaster.
What happens if you're going to lose your power for a 3 to 5 day period? Are you going to be able to handle that? Do you have enough flashlights, extra batteries, a portable radio, as well as obviously the essentials of a first aid kit, some certainly non-perishable foods and water.
Forecasters and emergency planners are closely watching the storm, trying to determine how strong it will be when it reaches the Commonwealth. Carolyn Rogers of Watertown is buying a flashlight and extra batteries at Connolly Hardware.
And we've gotten a cooler and some of the blue ice packs in case the electricity goes out in the fridge. You know, we have to put anything that needs cold, and hopefully have food that will last if the power's out for a day or more.
Rogers is pretty confident she's ready for the storm in terms of supplies, but planned to get her home ready as well.
We also were advised by our friend in Florida who's lived through many hurricanes to get anything that could become an airborne projectile off of the porches or out of the yard. So I'm going to take shovels and brooms and stuff off the porch.
Pets need preparation for a possible hurricane, too.
It's essentially like a very bad thunderstorm, and there's going to be high winds and thunder and noises, and animals can be scared of that.
Emergency veterinarian Kiko Bracker works at the Angel Animal Medical Center in Jamaica Plain. He says it's important to keep animals indoors and as calm as possible if the weather gets really bad, but admits that can be hard to do.
Oh, my dog is terribly storm phobic, so he does have some sedative medications that we occasionally give him, but usually he finds himself hiding in the bunker of the basement or in the bathtub. That's the best we can do for him, unfortunately.
Bracker says pet owners also need to make sure their evacuation plans include their pets, since not all hotels or shelters allow them. Another concern for many homeowners and local officials is the risk of damage from falling trees in a storm. Several local tree pruning and removal companies were swamped with phone calls as the weather forecast started looking worse. As he helps his customers stock up on emergency supplies at Connolly Hardware, Brendan Kenny is thinking about his own preparations.
I live in an area with a lot of big trees around my house, and it gets creepy, so I guess I'm more concerned about those things than actually running out of batteries or anything like that. There's a tree crushing my house.
Kenny is mildly amused that this hurricane happens to be named Irene. That was the name of his grandmother, who helped start Connolly Hardware almost 60 years ago with Kenny's grandfather, John Connolly.
He was the nice guy. She was the muscle. So probably appropriate here.
Emergency officials are encouraging everyone to stay up to date on the forecast and be prepared for the worst, even if it turns out not to happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Adams.